The opinions that I'm about to express are those of myself, not the advertisers or underwriters or volunteers or paid employees of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, the Robin Hood Radio Network, or CATV6 or CATV252. Going to talk a little bit about the Region 1 budget vote, which is going to come up on Tuesday. That is a budget which they claim is a 0% increase, but they're using almost $500,000 from a previous budget to do that. And on top of that, they've taken away programs from the education side of the budget and added money, more money, into already the way, way over budgeted Regional Services Center, which is the superintendent's budget. For that reason alone, the way they're hiding what they're doing with the money, the budget should be voted down. The fact that it is not a zero increase budget, it is not truthful to say that it is. What appears to be is not, and that alone right there. But there are other reasons why you would want to vote this budget down, in my opinion, and my opinion only, might I say. And there are specifically plenty of reasons why you would want to vote this budget down. With your no vote, you can send a vote of no confidence on the actions of Superintendent Dr. Pam Vogel. With your no vote, you can send a message of no confidence with the new grading system implementation. With your no vote, you can send a message of no confidence on the new schedule that was also added when the new grading system went in. With your no vote, you can send a message to get rid of the consent agendas, which are being used by more and more of the boards of education in our area, where they don't discuss what's going on. It is a consent agenda. Unless you know really what's on that agenda and you search, you have no idea what goes on. Just take a look at some of the Board of Education meetings, how short they have become, because the work that they've done is not exposed to the public on a regular basis. Now, with your no vote, we can also ask for that money to be taken out of the central office budget and restore money to educating the children in Region 1 at the high school. All these CABE projects, all these visiting people coming in to support Dr. Vogel's attempted implementation of this program, that money can be better used at this time. The budget cuts teachers, includes savings in teachers' health insurance. The board proclaims that it's a 0% overall increase. Well, it's not. More central office initiatives are being paid for with money that's taken out of the education fund. New positions in non-certified technology expenditures in the bloated central office. And, of course, our CABE expenditures. Look carefully at the budget, and then I ask you to vote no on that budget. There's a lot that has to be discussed about the actions of our superintendent, Dr. Pam Vogel, in this region, and also our Region 1 Board of Education and the all boards chairman for going along with these actions, and even some of the local boards. Consent agendas are not opening up the windows and shining light on things that are going on. They are closing the windows, closing the doors, and operating schools in the darkest of environments. Consent agendas have got to find their way out once again. Once again, the school's got to stop right now, right this very moment, and say, you know what, next year we're going to go back to the way things were. We're going to work with teachers beginning next year or this summer. We're going to work with teachers, the educators, to try to implement this mastery system in a proper way. It's also time to remove what was done with the schedule. All this you can make happen. The first step is to send that very important message that you have no confidence in what's been going on, no confidence in the superintendent, no confidence in the ABC, no confidence in the Region 1 Board of Education, no confidence in these consent agendas where you don't know what's going on, no confidence in claiming that a budget is a 0% increase when it is an increased budget by almost $500,000, and that money was taken out of educating programs and put a lot of it into the central office. This is your chance to make a strong no confidence vote, to get this board to sit down and act like they should act, and to get the ABC to act like they should act and look out not only for the interests of the superintendent, but for the taxpayers of this district. So I, as an individual, urge you to vote no on the budget on Tuesday. And once again, that is my personal opinion, not that of the volunteers, the underwriters who are here at Robin Hood Radio, the employees at Robin Hood Radio and Robin Hood Radio Network, and also CATV 6 and CATV 252. It's personal opinion of Marshall Miles, Salisbury taxpayer, who happens to be a co-host here on The Breakfast Club with Jill Goodman.